CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals. Whether you own or run a business or would like to start one, this is the place for all the answers. Now, here's your host, Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind. Welcome to my show today. If you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information. And if you do that and follow the confirmation instructions, you can take a look at my blog postings going back many years that are informational and instructive. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. And sometimes you can even see some of the job openings that we might have across the country, sometimes even outside. If you're interested in my political ramblings, and they are ramblings, you can go to nationalfreedomforum.com. And again, same process. Look for the box that says subscribe, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you'll get my very, very controversial political blog postings, usually daily. If you're interested in one of our businesses that's growing, ParagonHomeResources.com, go to the line that says blog, same process, sign up, follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you'll get my home related blog postings, usually every few days, sometimes every day, it depends on my mood. If you've missed any of my shows and you're just dying to hear the ones you've missed, just go to talkzone.com and my podcasts are all hung there. You can catch up on any shows that you may have missed from prior weeks. So today, we always start the show, the first segment, with seeing the train coming. And we're going to talk a lot about Joe Biden in this show today because, frankly, he's doing some things that impact business, that impact people. And unfortunately, what happens in Washington, D.C., the swamp, doesn't stay in Washington, D.C. So the latest is Biden attempting to weaponize the IRS. Now, this is really kind of interesting, folks, and very, very, very dangerous. In Biden's $3.5 trillion swindleless plan, probably won't get passed as $3.5 trillion, but anyway, there was billions of dollars in that plan to hire 80,000 more IRS agents. And one of the things that Biden wants to do is have every bank transaction that's $600 or more, he wants to require the banks to provide that information on your bank accounts to the IRS. So the IRS can, somehow coordinate whatever you're reporting as income with monies that are flowing through your bank account. Well, folks, the reality is, you know, you could have many, many transactions that are over $600 and, you know, you could take money out of your savings account. Who knows? Somebody may have left you some money. There's any number of reasons why you may have money in your checking account that has nothing to do with the taxes that you file on an annual basis. But the presumption is that if Biden is able to hire 80,000 more IRS agents who have nothing to do twiddling their thumbs, they're going to be taking this information, if in fact it does get enacted, and they're going to drive everybody crazy. You're going to get letters in the mail asking you to explain what you bought, how you bought it, where the money came from. You're probably going to have your accountant respond, which means it's going to cost you money. Every time I have my accountant do anything, it costs me money. And so this is one of those cases. And folks, this is incredibly dangerous. Weaponizing the IRS. You know, Obama did it during the Obama administration. And they went after conservatives and they went after members of the Tea Party. And there were characters, that Loretta woman, I forget what her last name was, who was guilty of doing this sort of thing, targeting members of the Tea Party. And there were no consequences. She retired with a great pension. You know, she's probably living in Florida now. Nobody was fired. Nobody went to jail. You know, they had weaponized the IRS to target conservatives, and in this case, Tea Party members. They got caught. They got caught, you know, but nothing happened. Nothing ever happens in Washington. You got crooks. You got people stealing you know, taxpayer money. You got, you know, the Hunter Biden story. God only knows the bribes he's taking for the Biden crime family with the big guy, Joe Biden, getting 10%. We know how that all works. We've seen that story several times. So now Biden wants to weaponize the IRS. This is incredibly dangerous, folks. What we see happening in Washington, D.C., is the worst abuse of power that we've seen in years and years and years. And what is happening is the socialists that are currently running the country, and I call them national socialist fascists, because the reason I say fascist is because they're in cahoots with the biggest companies in the United States. There's all one cabal in the DC swamp controlling our lives, you know, the big tech and all that stuff that's going on. And so that's fascism. That's exactly what Hitler did. You know, Hitler was National Socialist Fascist. That was the Nazi party. And, you know, big business was right in there. Some of the biggest companies in Germany today, Siemens and some of the others, did business with the socialists in those days and in Nazi Germany. And as a result, you know, we had fascism, and we're seeing the same fascism today happening in our country. And the notion that he is weaponizing the IRS to be used against, you know, this is Main Street America, $600. A $600 transaction? My God, you know, go buy a washing machine, buy a TV set, whatever. You're going to spend $600. God, you can spend $600 just at Costco, for God's sakes, coming out of your checking account. You use your debit card at Costco, and that's going to come out of your checking account. So, you know, this is the kind of crap we've got going on. And, you know, I think it's very, very dangerous. And I think we really have to recognize that the notion of weaponizing the IRS is incredibly dangerous to our freedoms. We can't allow it to happen. Now, the good news is, and I don't know if it's good news, there are even some Democrats that want to take it up to $10,000, that they will only have to report transactions that are $10,000 or more. Well, obviously, that would be better, because most people, you know, in day-to-day spending, you don't usually have a $10,000, you know, a bank entry, unless you write a big check maybe to buy a car or make a down payment on a house or whatever it might be. If they take it up to $10,000, it's not so bad. But the real issue is, why is it any of their interest? I mean, we file our tax returns. We file them based upon the information that we need to provide. And at the end of the day, you know, this is just the way it works. And so the notion that we're going to have the IRS snooping on us day and night, you know, sending out letters, you know, there'll be audit letters, there'll be letters making us prove where the money came from. You'll have to spend hours, you'll have to get your accountants involved. And every time you get your accountants involved, that's going to cost some money. So I think we really have to recognize that, you know, this is a nightmare. This is a nightmare. This is big government, big brother gone wild. We can't tolerate it. You got to call your senators. You got to call your congressmen. I don't care whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or independent. This is dangerous. We cannot have government snooping on everything we do. It's bad enough. It's bad enough that government knows everything about us. Big tech knows everything about us. Everything we do, everything we buy, everything we eat, every place we go is being tracked by Big Brother, in this case, Big Tech, in cahoots with government. It's happening right now, folks. We're losing our freedoms. This is very, very dangerous. I mean, now, you know, we have vaccine mandates, and if you don't get vaccinated, you could lose your job. Well, I think everybody should get vaccinated. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I'm an anti-mandator, because I think this is a free country and people should be able to choose, you know, what they decide to put inside their own body. And for medical or religious reasons, maybe the mandate doesn't make sense for you, but, you know, they're trying to control every aspect of life. And I look at this as a former history teacher, you know, as someone who knows the Constitution, who understands the Bill of Rights, which was added to the Constitution by James Madison, the ten articles that were the Bill of Rights. I know what that involves, and I know that our freedoms are at stake. You know, Ronald Reagan used to say, we're only one generation away from losing our freedoms, and God only knows, do I see it all coming? We've got these fascists in power. They're controlling our government. Joe Biden, I don't know, he's clueless. It isn't him. It's somebody behind, you know, the Biden pulling the strings because he's just a puppet. God only knows. There are probably days when he doesn't even know who he is or where he is, given his early onset dementia. But this is very, very dangerous stuff. We don't need the IRS snooping into everything we do, everything we buy, having to answer to them because we bought a washing machine, for God's sakes. I mean, that's what it could entail. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, back to CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind, and we're going to talk about weaponizing the Justice Department. We just talked about Biden weaponizing the IRS and how dangerous that is. And now we have Biden weaponizing the Justice Department. And what has they done? I mean, honestly, this is so ridiculous. You're probably seeing in the news the protests that are happening at school board meetings all over the country, including, by the way, in Reno, Nevada, where I live. Okay. And so what parents and concerned citizens are doing is it's like a sleeping giant has been awakened, right? And they're protesting socialist indoctrination, critical race theory, which is nothing more than Marxist, racist, revisionist, fake history. There's gender screening going on in our schools. We're seeing it in Reno, where I live. And parents are pretty riled up, and they're going to school board meetings. And, you know, they're making school board members know that the free ride is over. In fact, I had an email just a few minutes ago from the president of our school board telling me that she doesn't appreciate the criticism I have of her. I just laughed. And I sent her an email back and I said, you are a public official subject to criticism. I'm sorry if it offends you, but you keep doing really dumb things that are offensive to the community. And what's happened is the school board's members are just not used to this level of scrutiny. People normally don't even show up at school board meetings, but now all of a sudden, there are thousands and thousands of parents and concerned citizens actually going to school board meetings and raising holy hell. They're not threatening violence. They're not being horrible. They're just being critical. And these little school board marms, call them whatever they are, and men and women, the school board members, they're just not used to having this level of scrutiny. So what did they do? They got the National Association of School Boards to write a letter to Joe Biden and the Justice Department, and they have now designated that they've sicked the FBI on these parents and concerned citizens, and they're now calling these parents, this is so ridiculous, these parents, they're using the Patriot Act to call these parents and concerned citizens who are protesting at school board meetings, domestic terrorists. Can you believe this? Domestic terrorists. Now, folks, for the last year or more, we have watched BLM and Antifa riot, loot, burn down cities, and not get arrested. They're not in jail. They're not being prosecuted. They are real terrorists, right? So now we have Merrick Garland, who thank God he didn't get appointed to the Supreme Court, because it turns out he's a National Socialist Fascist Party hack. Well, anyway, he puts out this letter instructing the FBI that they are to work with local police forces to prosecute these parents and concerned citizens who are going to school board meetings protesting. Can you believe this? Talk about weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI. Well, of course, the backlash to this has been huge, but it gets better, folks, because remember, we're dealing with the deep state swamp. It turns out that Merrick Garland, who is the Attorney General of the United States, his daughter, I think her name is Rebecca, is married to somebody who started a company that sells the critical race theory materials, millions of dollars worth, to none other than school boards and school districts. So now we've got another source of corruption, typical deep state corruption. You've got the Attorney General of the United States attempting to intimidate parents and concerned citizens who oppose critical race theory materials and indoctrination. And it turns out that the crook's daughter, her son, her husband, owns a company making millions of dollars selling these very same critical race theory indoctrination materials to school districts all over the country. The name of that company, by the way, is Panorama something or other. Anyway, they're on the take. They're on the take. And so you've got the Attorney General of the United States. Thank God he didn't end up on the Supreme Court. Because, you know, he was the one appointed by Obama that Mitch McConnell stopped from going on to the Supreme Court. Thank God he didn't make it on the court, because we'd be stuck with him for life. But anyway, we've got this socialist attempting to intimidate parents. They've weaponized the Justice Department. They've weaponized the FBI. Now, I have to believe, if you're an FBI agent, you have to be cringing, right? Wait until the first mom is arrested at a school board meeting for protesting. I'm seeing it here in Reno. Our school board members do not like the pressure they are getting, but they are doing some really, really stupid things. In Reno, Nevada, they are attempting to censure the only white male conservative on the school board. And we have a school board president who happens to be a black woman, female, admitted Democrat, which to me means socialist, and she is the ringleader attempting to censure the only white male conservative who happens to be the representative for our area on the school board. So we got a lot of crap going on here, folks, and people in the community are very upset. They're going to school board meetings. They're watching what's going on. You know, the latest was they're doing sex education in the fifth grade. And folks, it's graphic. It's graphic. And I got to tell you, you know, I taught junior high and senior high, and I could see some of this indoctrination happening, you know, in middle school and high school. But I think fifth grade is a little bit early to be talking about self-love. Translation, masturbation, I assume. I don't know what self-love means. I assume it means masturbation. I don't know. All I know is it shouldn't be happening, I don't think, in the fifth grade. So, you know, we're watching all sorts of things that are going on. And now we've got the Biden Justice Department, who has weaponized not only the IRS to come after all of us if we spend a lousy $600 buying a washing machine and it shows up in our checking account, you know, is something we bought. But now we've got him weaponizing the Justice Department against parents, for God's sakes, and taxpayers and concerned citizens who are turning up the heat legitimately on school boards. And I'm seeing it right here in Reno, Nevada. These woke school board members that are trying to put critical race theory indoctrination into our schools, they've already been indoctrinating kids with socialism for years, and now all of a sudden they had a free hand for many, many years. Now all of a sudden there are parents and members of the community that basically are saying, we're not going to tolerate it. We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. And these school board members can't deal with it. They can't deal with the pressure. In Reno alone, we had one resign because he couldn't take the pressure. We had one move out of the area. And get this, we had another one who for 2 years committed fraud. She moved out of the district she was supposed to be representing. At the same time, she was collecting monies, you know, from the school district. And so she committed fraud. And now we're trying to ascertain who knew what when, because if the superintendent or other board members or the general counsel knew that she no longer lived in the district and they didn't force her to resign, she did end up resigning, by the way, because she had to. She got outed. The community, we're like detectives here. It's kind of funny. They knocked on the door where she's living and she opened the door. And she doesn't live where she said she was living. So she got caught. She got caught committing fraud. So we've already had three school board members leave. One because he couldn't take the pressure, one because he moved out of the area, and a third because she committed fraud. In the meantime, our superintendent, who supports critical race theory, she has announced her resignation effective the end of the school year because, you know, look, my whole thing with our public schools is half of the kids in our country cannot read at grade level or do math at grade level. And we've got school districts, school boards, teachers, administrators focused on all this other crap that they're focused on. When we've got kids that aren't learning, and it's particularly acute in the inner cities. In fact, I'm writing a blog posting that'll go out in the next few days on the way public schools are failing our nation. They are failing our nation, folks. And it's about time that everybody stand up and say, wait a minute, we spend more money on public schools than any other country in the world. And half the kids in this country cannot read or do math at grade level. There's something very wrong with this picture. We need more public charter schools run by parents and other concerned citizens. We absolutely need school choice so that the poor and middle class have the same options that the rich do to send their kids to any school they want. The money needs to follow the kid. It should not be going automatically to public schools that are not educating. Instead, they're indoctrinating children. So now we have our illustrious president, who, by the way, God, can there be any more failures in such a short period of time? Biden's ratings are in the toilet, because he's failed at everything he's touched. My God, it's unbelievable how bad he's doing. Now, in fairness, he's got early onset dementia. He does, and he may not know who he is or where he is on some days. Who knows who's pulling the strings? Maybe Obama's really running the country, or Bernie Sanders, better yet, or the squad, AOC and the squad. Maybe they're running the country. It certainly is not Joe Biden. He can't even stand. You know, I watched Trump the other day. He gave a speech for 2 hours, 2 hours in Iowa. I know I've done a lot of public speaking in my life, and I know how much energy it takes. This guy, who's what, in his late 70s, he gave a speech for 2 hours, and he's fresh as a daisy. Biden can't even stand in front of the press for 5 minutes, and they have to swish him off the stage because they know he'll put both feet in his mouth. You know, really, what we're seeing with Joe Biden is elder abuse. You know, people, his wife or whoever, Obama told him not to run. Because Obama knew he was a clown. He worked with them. He knew he wasn't going to be able to do the job. Look what he did in Afghanistan. Look at the border. Oh, my God, the border is such a mess. We've got hundreds of thousands of people coming into our country illegally every day. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more CEO Business Mind in a moment.
Whether you're thinking of starting a business or just moving up the corporate ladder, this is the place for practical advice. CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind for the second half of our show. Again, if you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just go to CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can take a look at my blog postings going back several years. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even take a look at job postings that we might have somewhere in the United States and sometimes even outside. We have my political ramblings. If you're interested in my political ramblings, just go to nationalfreedomforum.com. Same process. Fill in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can take a look at my daily postings, usually every day, sometimes every other day, my political ramblings, and they are that. If you're interested in one of our growing businesses, just go to paragonhomeresources.com. Look for the line that says blog. Same process, click on it, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and if you do that, you can see my home-related blog postings, usually every few days, sometimes every day. And if you've missed any of my shows, you can go to talkzone.com, and if you do that, you can see all the podcasts, they're hung there, and you know, take a look. If you see any that you've missed, you can take a listen and just catch up. So for the third segment of our show today, I want to talk about the supply chain fiasco. I don't know if you've noticed in the news, but there are ships out to sea in front of the ports, I think in Los Angeles, which is Los Angeles, San Pedro, Long Beach in California, one of the biggest ports in the country. There's something like 150 ships just sitting out there waiting to be unloaded. They're saying you're not going to have Christmas, folks. We're already starting to see shortages of goods coming into our country because they're sitting offshore. We may end up with a toilet paper shortage again. Who knows? But who knows what's in those containers? A whole lot of stuff is sitting in those containers. The reason they're not being offloaded is because they don't have enough workers at the dock. But more importantly, there is a shortage of truck drivers in our country. They don't have the truck drivers. You know, we take for granted the distribution system that exists in the United States to get things on a daily basis to the grocery store. I mean, when you think about it, from the time it's produced, wherever it's produced, and it could be anywhere in the world, I might add, or on a farm or wherever it might be, to get it to the grocery store and everything that has to happen on a daily basis for goods to be delivered throughout the nation to thousands and thousands of grocery stores and other places, Costco and others, Walmart, that sell goods, it is an immense undertaking. Well, all of that generally travels on a truck. It goes on a truck. Even if it's transported on a ship or it's transported by train, eventually it has to get onto a truck. And the truck then delivers it to the end point where it's distributed so that we can go to our grocery store and have a million things to choose from. Okay, we take all of that for granted. The problem is there's a shortage of truck drivers in our country. The numbers I've seen is that we need something like 60,000 truck drivers. And the problem is people just don't want to do that work anymore. They don't want the long haul drives. And by the way, truck drivers, if they make very good money, you know, $85,000, $100,000. Some of them make way more than that. And right now, you know, they're having to pay a hell of a lot of money to recruit people to be truck drivers. But right now we've got this supply chain disaster sitting out there. There's ships, you know, just waiting to be unloaded all over. And one of the problems with all of this and the dislocation that it causes, those ships have containers on them. Each one of those huge ships holds thousands of containers. The other problem is because the ships are not where they're supposed to be, the containers are not where they're supposed to be, so that other goods can be loaded, presumably, into empty containers. They're saying now it could take a year or more for all of this to sort out. Keep in mind that if goods come from China and those containers are offloaded, all right, let's say in Long Beach or wherever, Seattle, Portland, could be any number of harbors, on the West Coast or even Houston or on the East Coast, wherever they may be, those ships don't go back empty. Those ships are either filled with goods produced in the United States and then go someplace else, or those ships go down to Mexico, or maybe they go to Latin America to pick up a load, but they don't cross the ocean empty. So the problem is this dislocation that's taking place. There literally are goods all over the world sitting there, presumably waiting to be shipped. Now, keep in mind, as it relates to perishable items like bananas that come from Central America or other fruits and vegetables that may come from Latin America, well, those things don't last. And so there's only so much time. There's a window of opportunity to move perishable items before you just have to throw them away. What are you going to do with them? So we've got a mess here. And, you know, the Secretary of Transportation, none other than ex-mayor of a small town in Indiana, Pete Buttigieg, I don't know, I can't say his name. Pete Buttigieg, you know, young guy, smart guy, he doesn't have a clue. He has no idea what to do, you know. This is one of those situations where, you know, if Biden had a brain that was working, he ought to call out the National Guard and let them drive the trucks. They've got trucks. Got to do something to get these goods moving. There's got to be something to be done. The federal government can't just sit there and let the supply chain rot, because that's what's happening right now. You know, pretty soon, you remember at the beginning of COVID, when we had to score toilet paper, it was a big deal. If you could get toilet paper at Costco or some store, because there was no toilet paper to buy. Well, folks, the shortages, they're telling you now that you better shop for Christmas now and buy whatever there is on the shelves that you're going to give your children or grandchildren, because the toys that are all sitting out there that would normally be delivered now for Christmas, because, you know, by Thanksgiving, everything is usually in the stores, but they would be delivering those goods now for Christmas. And they're saying, oh, you better do your Christmas shopping now, whatever you're going to buy. If you're buying Christmas gifts, particularly toys, they're all made in China and in Asia somewhere. If you're giving, you know, particular toys, you better go to a toy store and buy whatever you're going to buy, because you're not going to find those things, because they're not going to be delivered. So, you know, this is the world we're living in, folks. Gasoline prices going through the roof. Biden is begging OPEC to produce more oil. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. You know, since Trump left office, the price of gasoline has gone up a buck and a half. The average now is about $3.50. In places like California, it's close to $5 a gallon. This is because Biden and his stupid Green New Deal has basically put a halt. Remember, first thing he did was stop the Keystone Pipeline. First thing he did, I think it was the first day in office, he signed an executive order stopping the Keystone Pipeline. We were energy independent when Trump was president. And now we've got stupid Joe Biden begging OPEC and the Russians and the Venezuelans to produce more oil, when we're sitting on all kinds of oil in the United States. This is crazy. It's crazy times. And so this supply chain fiasco is just one of many crises that the Biden administration has caused. It's just one more thing, and it's the reason Joe Biden's ratings are in the toilet, completely in the toilet. And, you know, we just have to recognize this president is failing on every single issue. He is incompetent. I'm having a deja vu moment. It's like Jimmy Carter all over again, only worse than Jimmy Carter. I remember the gasoline lines. And my wife and I, we used to have to switch license plates because we'd have to fill up. We were driving a long way commuting to work in those days, and we couldn't take a chance that we weren't going to have a full tank of gas. So when we would hit maybe half a tank, you know, we'd have to stand in big lines to buy gas. I sure hope we're not heading in that direction. I really do, but it wouldn't surprise me. I do know that the prices are going through the roof, and it's all needless. It's completely needless. This country is sitting on so much energy that there's nothing we need to buy from outside the United States. Time for a break. I'll be back with more CEO Business Mind after this. Stay tuned.
Harnessing the entrepreneurial spirit of America. This is CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito for the fourth and final segment of our show today. I know I'm picking on Joe Biden today. I know I am. But I just can't help it, folks. I'm in despair. I'm in despair. And, you know, what was so shocking this last couple of weeks, apparently at numerous college football games and other professional sports games, the crowd started chanting F-K Joe Biden. I mean, we've never seen anything like this. We've never seen, I'm not going to say the word, but you know, it's F-K Joe Biden. And the crowds were chanting this in the stands as they left the stadiums. But this happened, I mean, it's the weirdest thing, because it happened on 10 or 12 college games and also some professional sports games. And I don't know that it was coordinated, but it seemed awfully strange that they would be chanting the F word, Joe Biden, at all of these college campuses during their games. And then actually, as they left, once the games were over, the crowds were basically chanting F Joe Biden. And folks, I'm almost at the point, and it's hard for me, I'm starting to feel sorry for Joe Biden, because honestly, I think he's in so far over his head. And I don't know who's pulling the strings. I don't know who's making the decisions. Maybe Obama's really running the country. I don't know. I mean, Joe Biden clearly is not in a position to manage this country or manage this economy. I mean, what we saw in Afghanistan was a fiasco. I mean, my God, what we saw was such an incredible fiasco. What's happening at our border, for God's sakes, how stupid can these people be? Mayorkas, the guy who's the clown who heads Homeland Security. There's another caravan estimated to be between 60,000 and 120,000 illegal immigrants heading our way. They're in Central America. They're working their way up through Mexico. Apparently, there's, I don't know, 30,000 or more of them are Haitians. I'm not even sure. Nobody really knows what the numbers are. The cartels are in cahoots, I hate to say it, with the Catholic Church, because the Catholic churches in Mexico are way stations. And indirectly, I have to believe, and I don't know, I can't prove this, but I have to believe that the cartels are giving the Catholic Church money to buy food to feed these people, because how else would the church, these are poor churches in Mexico, how else would they have the money to feed these people if the cartels were not giving the church the money? There, you know, in Mexico, there's a Catholic church in every single little town. And those Catholic churches are being used as way stations. And the reason, by the way, the church is complicit in all of this is because conservative Catholics are leaving the Catholic Church. And so with them goes their donations. And so to replace those donations, once illegal aliens get into the United States, the Catholic Church, Catholic Charities, is getting billions of dollars from the federal government to care for them. And so literally the Catholic Church is replacing conservative Catholic donations with federal government donations. They need the money because they have a lot of expenses. You know, the Catholic Church is just a huge organization, you know, relative to the costs of running the church in the United States. And of course, they want the illegal aliens because most of them are Hispanic and they're Catholic. So they want these people, you know, in the churches, filling the pews. So sadly, indirectly, maybe directly, I don't know, but the Catholic churches are complicit in human trafficking, for God's sakes, bringing these poor people from South and Central America into our country illegally. The border is wide open. The Border Patrol is going crazy. You know, Biden's ratings are in the toilet. I mean, really in the toilet. I honestly, I'm starting to feel so sorry for him because at the end of the day, he's so incompetent. He's such a blithering idiot. He's a blithering idiot. I mean, I hate to say it. I would hate to say that about any president of the United States. I would give him the benefit of the doubt. I really would, even though, you know, I'm a conservative. I would give him the benefit of the doubt because I don't want to see the president fail, because if he fails, the country fails. I don't want that. But he's failing, folks. Now, I'm waiting. And by the way, the reason he's moved so far to the left, I'm convinced, is because the socialists in the Democrat Party, and it really is now the Socialist Party of America, not the Democrat, the party of John Kennedy, even the party of Bill Clinton is no more. This is the Socialist Party of America. And I'm convinced that they've threatened Joe Biden with the 25th Amendment because there would be grounds to remove him from office for his dementia, no doubt about it. I mean, we see it. And so, you know, I'm convinced that, you know, the socialists, Bernie Sanders and the others have said to him, look, either you play ball and you do what we want you to do, or we're going to invoke the 25th Amendment and we're going to remove you from office. You know, the funny part is, and this is the irony of it, if they tried to do it, it could be the Republicans that try to save Joe Biden because he's the gift that keeps giving. The Republicans are going to take over the Congress in 2022. President Trump is probably going to run for re-election in 2024. He's way ahead in the polls. He'll probably be re-elected. And that's in spite of you know, fake news and what the socialists attempt to do. They are doing everything they can to try to destroy Donald Trump. And everything they try fails. If anything, it makes them stronger. Every time he does one of these rallies, 50,000 people show up. Joe Biden can't even get 20 people to come to a meeting. Are you kidding? To a rally. It'd be hilarious. Nobody shows up for him because there's nobody wants to listen to him. His ratings are in the toilet. But the notion that these college kids, or really they could have been kids, they could have been adults, who knows who they were, but they're chanting F Joe Biden at these college games. F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden. Folks, we've never seen anything like that. And it happened spontaneously in the last 2 weeks, I don't know, at like 10 different campuses, 10 different games, and also some professional sports games too. It was F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden. We've never seen anything like that. We never even saw anybody do that with Trump. And you know how the socialists hated Trump, for God's sakes. We never saw anybody do anything like that. But it just shows you, and there are some Democrats, for example, Terry McAuliffe, who's running for governor in Virginia, and he may very well lose because the polls are very close between the Republican and Terry McAuliffe, who's an old Clinton crony. He admitted that Joe Biden is not popular in Virginia, even though he won the state of Virginia by 10 points. He's not popular there, and so he's not campaigning with Joe Biden. He's not asked Biden to join him. In fact, Obama is going to go to Virginia to campaign with Terry McAuliffe, and he's an old Clinton crony, for God's sakes. He was governor of Virginia years ago, and now he's running again. He was the one that recently in a debate said schools don't have to listen to parents in terms of what parents want taught in the schools. He actually said that. You have to realize, folks, the National Socialist Fascists are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the teachers' unions. This is the reason we don't have reform in public schools. This is the reason we don't have school choice. You know, the teacher unions control the National Socialist Fascists. They're running the show. When they have a Democrat convention, a socialist convention, about half of the people who attend those conventions are teachers. It's teachers. They're socialist. They're indoctrinating our children. We know that. They're socialist. And so Biden, the poor guy, I mean, he's just, I don't know. I'm sure he has to have his afternoon nap. He would have to have his afternoon nap because there's no way. He can't get through a whole day. If he goes before the press, he takes three or four questions, and then they whisk him away because they know they're scared. His handlers are scared to death he's going to say something stupid. And, you know, when he wants to emphasize, I don't know if you've noticed with Biden, but he whispers. He pretends to whisper to us. You know, God, Trump is looking really good these days. I got to tell you, folks. He really was. He's hilarious, actually. But at least you knew where the hell he stood. You knew he was strong. You didn't have China, you know, threatening to attack Taiwan because they knew that Trump would protect Taiwan. You know, you didn't have all the crap that's going on. You would never have had the kind of fiasco we had in Afghanistan if Trump had remained as president. Biden is just incredibly incompetent. His ratings are in the toilet. It's catching up with him daily. And I don't know. I just don't know if this guy's going to make it through 4 years. I don't think the country can make it through 4 years with them. The only problem is that if he does get pushed aside, then we're stuck with, I call her Que Mala in Spanish. Que Mala means how bad. I call her Que Mala Harris. Que Mala. And then we would be stuck with Kamala. Did you see that video she did on oh, this is the dumbest thing. It was supposed to be spontaneous on space, and it turned out they hired kid actors to be part of this video that Kamala did on space. So rather than being down at the border, because she was supposed to be the border czar, according to Biden, she was supposed to be the one in charge of the border to fix that mess. She won't go near the border. Are you kidding? It's such a mess. She doesn't want her name associated with the border. If they push Biden aside, Kamala at least will have to finish out, you know, his term. God, what an ugly thought. Well, we're out of time for this week, folks, but I hope you'll join me next week again for more CEO Business Mind.
My doctor told me my